The woman was at the airport getting ready for a flight home, and so she went and got in a line at Starbucks to get one of those vanilla latte foamy things. She had to wait in line about 10 minutes, but she finally got it, and she headed back to her seat with her suitcase in tow and her book and her purse, and, she somehow managed to spill that completely full cup of coffee onto the floor. Embarrassed, she hustled over to the counter, got a big wad of napkins, and kind of wiped it all up, threw the napkins away, sat down in her seat, and tried to shrink down as small as she could, because she knew everyone else in that waiting area was staring at her. Pulled out her book and kind of stuck her nose into it. Well, she had only been reading for a few minutes when a businessman came over and said to her, you know, "Ma'am, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Can I get you one too?" Because, you know, this lady was not about to get in line again. And she said, "Oh, that would be so kind of you. Can I pay you for it?" And the man said, "Oh, no, this is my good deed for the day." And sure enough, she got her latte. And the woman thought about that, that how just that one little good deed could brighten up her whole day and turn it from something that was becoming a real aggravation, if not a downright downer of a day, to somehow uplifting. And they said, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, a stranger, sick, or in prison?" That same woman managed to get on her flight home and flew home, and she decided on the way that she was going to follow the example of this businessman and try to do a good deed. And so after she got home, she was, had an empty pantry, so she headed to the grocery store, loaded up on groceries now that she was home again, and she headed out in the parking lot with her cart full of groceries, loaded up her car, and she looked to return the cart into one of those cart receptacle things that are in the parking lots, and they were all full. All of them were full, and she thought, "This is going to be my good deed. I'm going to take this cart all the way back to the store. That way it won't roll into someone else's car and scratch the paint." And so she was feeling good about herself, her good deed. And as she headed back towards the store, she noticed an older woman getting out of a car. And the older woman was really struggling to get out of the car. And when she stood up, you could see that she had either had surgery recently or had some sort of chronic condition that made it very painful for her to walk. And the younger woman looked down and saw that all the handicapped spots were filled. So this woman, that obviously couldn't park any closer, was almost as far away as she was. And so she took that cart over to that woman and said, "Here, would it be easier to walk leaning on this cart?" And the older woman said, "Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you so much." And the younger woman walked with the older woman all the way back to the store to make sure she got there safely. And so you see, her good deed turned out to be a double good deed, didn't it? And if she hadn't taken the time to do that first good deed, then she wouldn't even have noticed the need for a second good deed. And they said to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, a stranger, sick, or naked, or in prison?" Years ago, I was told a very strange tale by a man. He told me that one Saturday, morning. He woke up rather late in the morning and went to his door to get the morning paper to read it with his cup of coffee. Coffee seems to be a theme here, isn't it? It's not really. But he went to get the paper, and when he opened the door, in between the door and the screen door, the hard door and the screen door, there was a wallet. In fact, it wasn't just a wallet. It looked like his wallet. And so he bent down and picked it up, and he opened it up, and sure enough, it was his wallet. Now, he always, he told me, comes in the garage. The only time he opens the front door is to get the paper. And so he was standing there, holding his wallet, wondering, what is my wallet doing in the front door? And then he opened his wallet, and all the cash that he had in his wallet appeared to be there. All the credit cards were there. His license was there. What was his wallet doing there? And then he thought, well, okay. The night before, he had gone out with some buddies. They went to those places where you get inebriated. He had a good time. Now, I know he had his wallet when he left the house because he paid for some of those rounds. But since he stumbled home, he couldn't be sure that he had had his wallet when he came home. And apparently he didn't. And he figured out somebody must have found his wallet between here and those establishments he had inhabited the night before. Somebody must have looked at that wallet, opened it up, saw the license, drove to his house, and instead of waking him up in the middle of the night or early morning or whenever this happened, just stuck it inside his screen door and left without a note. True story. At least this guy told me. He said to this day, of course that day was years ago, but to that day anyway, and probably still to this day, he said, I have no idea who did that, but I'm ever grateful. And they asked him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, a stranger, sick or in prison? This story I read this week about a young man named Isaiah. Isaiah is a high school student in Wisconsin. Isaiah was told the reporter of the story that when he was a freshman, all his friends seemed to drift away from him. The friends that he had had in eighth grade all seemed to disappear, and he suddenly felt very alone. No one would talk to him. He'd go home after school and just go to his room and cry. And that was his life for much of his freshman year. But he said there was one person, a person who I didn't really consider a friend, at least when I started high school, but he kept calling me. He kept finding me in the hallway and asking how I was doing. He kept on me for my whole freshman year. Isaiah said that if it hadn't been for that friend, he didn't know what would happen. What would have happened? Isaiah is now a junior. And Isaiah told the reporter that it's because of that friend he made it through his freshman year, and he has decided that he is going to help other, particularly younger students who look like they might need a friend. And he says he goes through high school every day looking particularly for freshmen that look like they're lost or lonely or afraid or friendless. And they said to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, a stranger, sick or in prison. Cashier at CVS mentioned this story. She said that she was doing what she usually did, checking people out at the front counter, and a young man came up with a basket full of items, maybe somewhere between $30 and $40. You know, the usual stuff that you might get, shaving cream, some soap, deodorant, paper towels. She added it all up, or scanned it all, rung it up, and took the young man's credit card, and it was denied. And so they both kind of laughed, and she stuck it again, and it was denied again. And they ran it through a third time, and it was still denied, and embarrassed now, the young man just bolted, just left everything and bolted. Now, the cashier said, though, there was a woman waiting behind him, and the woman shouted at him, "Wait!" "Let me pay for that." And the young man came back and said, "Oh, thank you. I really need these things." And the woman paid for the young man's supplies and then had her own rung up and paid for them again. And the cashier said in the 6 years she had worked at CVS, she had never seen that happen. And they asked him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, a stranger, sick, or in prison?" A woman in one of my Christian magazines wrote a story about how she took her 2-year-old son back to her hometown to see where she used to live. And they went to the downtown, to the little restaurant where her family used to go when she was growing up. And they took him by the candy store that she used to go to. And then finally she drove to the street that her house was on, that she grew, and she parked across the street so she and her son could look at this house that she grew up in. And while they were staring out the window looking at this house, an old woman came by. She had one of those little metal shopping carts that people often had. It was piled full of stuff. And the mother thought to herself, "There goes Raggedy Ann." It was the same woman she remembered when she was growing up. She remembered how she and her friends used to laugh at her because she was a ridiculous old woman. Kind of looked ridiculous in her long dresses and her shawls over her head. And she watched this old woman pass and thought about those times. And meanwhile, her son points and points and points and goes, "Mama, mama, dot dedus, dot dedus." And the mother said, "Well, yes, that's an old woman that walks by." And the 2-year-old knew that mother wasn't understanding it and goes, "That's Dedus, that's Dedus." And then the mother realized that her son was saying, "That's Jesus. That's Jesus." And she looked at the old woman again and said, "You know, that does look like the pictures of Jesus that this 2-year-old had seen." And then she began to cry. And they asked him, "Lord, when did we see you? When did we see you hungry, thirsty? When did we see you naked or a stranger? When did we see you sick or in prison? When Amen.